Mesech the Zvachim, Daf Mem Gimel, two lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Beis and Beis at the new Mishnah, and let us begin with Akdama. We have already mentioned multiple times the general definition of the Issa Pigol, and as we saw in the Mishnah, Daf Chav Tesem and Beis, if one does any of the Avidus Adam by a Korim Behema, or the corresponding Avidus of the Korim Mincha, and had Machshav Chutzos Manai, meaning they stated that it will eat or be Makriv or Makdir, any item which is categorized as Achilus Adam or Achilus Mizbeach, and for example, the Basa or Dam or Emurim or Kmitza Chutzos Manai, that the carbon is pigol, and it is also to eat any part of this carbon, and in most cases, if one does eat from this carbon, he will be chayav karis. And the Mishnah taught us that this is true as long as he was makriv hamatir kemitzvasai, meaning number one, they did the rest of the avodais, and number two, when he did those avodais, he did so properly, and for example, by all carbonais, he didn't have intent for chutzal mechaymai, or he didn't have intent for shalei l'shmai by carbon chatos or carbon pesach. And our Mishnah will now teach us a general klal that even if a carbon becomes pigol, and it certainly would be also to eat any part of the carbon. However, the chiyu curse would only apply for eating those items that can only be eaten based on another item permitting it to be eaten. And for example, the bust of a carbon or shirayim of a carbon mincha can only be eaten once its blood or its kmitza respectively have been placed on the mizbeach. And therefore, if one would eat a basa or the shirayim of a mincha of a carbon that became pigol, so he'd be chayav curse, or as the Mishnah will state, kol sheyesh lo matirim bein lo adam bein lo mizbeach. However, if an item doesn't require matir, then the chiyuv of karis for eating this item would not apply. And for example, if one had kavanas pigol while doing the kmitza of a carbon to eat a shirayim chutzos manai, then although the mincha is pigol, but if he eats a kremitz, he would not be chayiv karis, as the kremitz isn't something that has a matir, and to the contrary, the kremitz itself is the matir, and therefore, although it would be also to eat the kremitz, but the chiyuv of karis would not apply. And I am bound tesis on daf mem beis and beis, where he brings down Rashi from Mesechus Menachos on Daf Yudalim and Aleph, where Rashi is bothered, Lomuli Taimu de Inle Matirin, Eluhatsme Mate Achirim, Kinesi Vigamoro, typically the Blav Hochinami Pshita, the Kaimus Lemichaevla Mishum Pigol, Doi Ochumine, Pokabigulumenu, Shreel Kur Matakimitsvasai, and Rashi is bothered that certainly Kurs wouldn't apply for eating the Kaimits, as if the Kmitz is eaten, so the Kmitz wouldn't have been burnt on his bear, and the Kain wasn't Makav Matakimitsvasai, and therefore the Kurb is not Pigol, and the Chiv Kurs certainly wouldn't apply. And Rashi answers that our Mishnah is discussing a case where the Kohen was makriv rave of the kremitz, and therefore he was mekayim that he was makriv hamatik kemitzvasai. However, he then ate part of the kremitz, and therefore our Mishnah is mechadish that even in this case he would not be chayav kares. And as Tosfos brings down from Rashi, v'turitz kagoyin shehutzos or berubai the chashu kamad karva matik could come by kremitz rabba meimisai matik shirayim b'achila mishehutzos or berubai. And I in Tosfos how he explains our Mishnah a bit differently than Rashi, and our Mishnah now begins ve'ilu dvarim she'in chayovla mishum pigol, or asay magers ilu dvarim she'in chayovla mishum pigol, that these are the items where the chiv of kares for eating pigol would not apply. And the Mishnah will discuss eight different items where either these items are in lematir achirim, or where these items are the matir itself. And for example, akimates, and as we explained, if someone brings a kar mincha and he did the kmitza al manas lechol shirayim l'macha, and therefore the mincha is pigol. However, as Rashi states, "Eino ichlus akimitz bekaris she'ina pigol chol el adav sheish lamatir achirim va'akimitz inach matirai kiu matis amincha, as the kmitzes was matir the rest of the mincha v'chein levoina v'chein kulam, and similarly by levoina and the rest of the cases in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah continues v'akteris, and also the teris which was brought twice a day, where certainly there is no matir, as is actually a chiyuv to burn all of the teris on his bech, and similarly v'alevoina which was brought together with every mincha, and although we were gurus akimitz v'akteris v'alevoina, some agurus hakimitz v'alevoina v'akteris, as levoina goes together with the kmitza as it's part of a mincha. And certainly this seems to be the guess of Rashi, and as we saw at the bottom of Amid, that after Rashi discussed kmitza, Rashi stated v'chein levoina v'chein kulam, and we continue on daf mem gimel min aleph, and the Mishnah brings a fourth case of minchas kainim, and the entire mincha that a kain would bring b'nedava. And as we know, if a kain brings a mincha, then it's kula kolol, and you burn the entire mincha, and there is no kmitza done. As Rashi states, Hilkoch in Echamatira, as certainly the Shirayim are not Necholin, and even if the Mincha would become Pigol, if someone would eat any part of this Mincha, then certainly the Din of Karis would not apply. And similarly, a Mincha's Kayim Mashiach, and a Mincha of the Kayim Mashiach, where we know that the Kayim Gadol will bring a Mincha's Chavitin every day, and half of it was burned in the morning, and half in the evening, and once again, that carbon was Kuli Kolil, and there was no Kmitza and no Shirayim, and as Rashi stated, Hilkoch in Echamatira, and the Mishnah continues with a sixth example, that adam, that if someone eats a dam of a korban that's pigol, they would not be chayiv kurus for eating pigol. And I in Tesis who discusses as to what type of dam this person ate, and Tesis is bothered that if the person ate the dam of the shurayim, then that blood is actually yeshli matirin, as the dam of zrika is matir this blood to be poured onto the sedam mizbeach, and lechir is yeshli matirin, and therefore the chiyuv of kurus should apply. And the lashon of the teretz of Tesis is v'shem akivin de betchila kol tipa betipa ruil zrika chashiv kulei dam matir. Ayn Rashi who states v'adam hu hamatir, and the mefarshim explain that once something is a matir itself, then even if it's yeshli matirin, then the chiyuv of kurus would still not apply. And similarly, ayn Tesis diba maschu v'alvina, where Tesis is bothered that lechira is levina is yeshli matirin, is the only time that you can be matir levina, is only once you already performed kmitza. And as Tesis states, v'im teima v'ari levina kremitz matira, v'afo pishu yoch laktira kreina makremitz, k'dam ba'kremitz zuta, mikol moko in kreina kmitza, v'ade nira de'in laktira. And based on a prior explanation of b'negei adam, the same would apply by levina, that the levina itself is a matir, as it's matir the shurayim b'achila, and therefore, even though it's also yeshli matirin, the chiyuv of kurus would still not apply. And before continuing with the seventh case of our Mishnah, where we will see this machlekes between our main chachamim, let us point out that when someone brought a carbon, they would also bring nesachim, and that consisted of seilus and yayin. And although there's a requirement to bring nesachim, but the nesachim did not have to be brought on the same day as the carbon. However, the Gemara will teach us minchasim and skeim after machar that the mincha and nesachim can even be brought on the next day. And as Rashi points out, it was also possible to bring nesachim as a separate carbon, and if someone wanted to be misnatid nesachim ifnei atzmon, they could do so. As we learn in Mesechus Menachos and Daf Kuvdal and Beis, misnatid other minchas nesachim, and therefore our Mishnah teaches us v'nesachim habonim ifnei atzmon divrei Rameir, as Rameir holds that one would not be chayav for eating any of the nesachim that came by themselves, and either if one brought a carbon today and brought the nesachim the next day, or if someone was misnatid nesachim ifnei atzmon, as is in Sachim or in Lamaterian, as there's no carbon that's being brought together with the Nesachim. However, a mayor would hold that if the Nesachim were brought on the same day as the carbon, so the carbon is what is matter than the Nesachim, and therefore it's Yeshle Materian, and if someone would eat the Nesachim of Pigol, they'd be Chayav Kareis. However, the Mishnah tells us that the Chum argue on Rameir, and they hold that if one eats the Nesachim of Pigol, they would not be Chayav Kareis, even if those Nesachim came together with the carbon on the same day, as although it's true that the carbon is matter than the Nesachim on that day. However, ultimately, if the person decided he actually could have brought the Nesachim the next day, and therefore it's still considered a Dov She'in L'Matirin, and therefore the Chiyuv Kares doesn't apply. And as Rashi states, the Kimin D'yachal Hakav Nesachim L'Macha Nimsa She'in HaZevach Matirin L'Karev Elohim Matirin as Atzman. And before we continue with the eighth item of our Mishnah, let us point out that we know that after Matzirah was Tameh, then they had to bring various Kabanos, and one of the Kabanos was an Asham Matzirah. The Matzirah had to have Matan Bahinais from the dam of the carbon asham, and only once the Matzirah did Matan's dam on the Bahinais, we then be able to go to the next Avodah, which was to take from the Lake Shemen and also do Matanais. And although it would seem that the Lake Shemen Shel Matzirah is Yeshle Matirin, as the only way that you could bring the Lake Shemen Shel Matzirah is only after the Matanais Hadam of the carbon asham. However, the Mishnah continues, Lake Shemen Shel Matzirah, Rav Shimon Ima in Chayavala Mishon Pigol, Rav Shimon hold that if one eats from the Lake Shem and Shel Matzirah was connected to an Asham Matzirah that became Pigol, then he would still not be Chayav Kareis. And as Rashi states, Lake Shem and Shel Matzirah Shiyar Nechol and Kedinyal Peperkin Kamon Ein Chayav Olam Mishon Pigol and Pigol Ba'oshon Lein Fagel HaLoig the Afal Pi Shal Loig Tolu Ba'oshon. And as the Pasuk states in Pashas Matzirah Nosan HaKoyim in Hashem and Hashal Kapay Al Tunuch Oizan Amantara Yimonis Val Boin Yodi Yimonis Val Boin Ragla Yimonis Al Mekoyim Dam Ba'oshon Nimlei Nosan Midama Oshem Tchila Ein Nesin Nesha Hashem and Klum. However, Rav Shimon holds Afilu Hachi Kivin Adam Mevi Hashem Ya'achsha V'loi Goyal Asar Yomim Nimsa She'in Oshem Matiroi. Now, although it's true that certainly a Mitzir has to bring his Korban Oshem first and he has to do the Matanis first, however, he could bring the Lake Shemen many days afterwards, and therefore we do not consider that the Oshem is Matiroi. The Kivin De'inle Matirin Ein Chayav Lom Mishom Pigol. And Teza points out that would seem that the Shita that we previously had of the Chachamim is actually the same shita as Rab Shimon. And the Mishnah continues, Rameo Imer, Chayonwa Mishum Pigol, Shadama Oshamatirai. The Rameo says that as long as someone actually brings the Loik Shemen on the same day they bring the Asham Matzirah, then the Chi of Kuris for eating from the Loik Shemen Shom Matzirah would apply as it's considered Dov Sheish Lematirin. And as Rashi states, Rab And keep in mind that once again, Rami is Lishitasai, and Ayin in the bottom Tesis points out the Nirud Rav Shimon Dehacha, who Rabban El Gabin Sachim, that as we pointed out, the Shita Rav Shimon is going like the Rabban that we had previously, Bidigay in the Sachim. Therefore, Tesis is bothered as to why the Mishnah didn't bring the seventh and eighth case as one case. And as Tesis states, Vikasha, Amaylo Irv, the Tabayo Chataimuhu, and Ayin Rashi, who states that some are Gurus, Minchas and Sachim, and Rashi states that we shouldn't be Gurus to words Minchas and Sachim, to Amutlu Poligba, Vinasan Chil, being Boyma Zevach, the Bob of the Atma, and Ayin Tesis, to be a Maskal Minchas and Sachim, we want to be Miyashiv, the Skirsa, Ayin Shom. And the Mishnah now continues that although we just brought eight cases, we although the Karb was Pigal, but if someone ate these items, they would not be Chayav Karis. However, the Mishnah now teaches us, the Chol Shiesh Lematirim, Bein La Adam, Bein La Mizbeach, Chayav La Mishnah Pigal, that there's a general rule that if there is a Karman that is Pigal, and there are items that are Yesh Lematirim, either for Achilles Adam or for Achilles Mizbeach, then the Chayav of Pigal would apply, and if a person ate these items, they would be Chayav Karis. And the Mishnah brings four examples, and of course these examples are not exclusive, as certainly the Mishnah didn't have to mention that if someone ate the Basa of any Karman that is Pigal, that they would be Chayav Karis. And certainly the Basa of a Karban is something that's Yesh Lematirim La'adam, as the only way to eat the boss of a carbon is only after Zrika Zedam and Akhtar Semurim. And the first example that the Mishnah gives is Oila, if a carbon Oila became Pigal, so although the boss of an Oila is Kule Kolol and should be burnt on a Mizbeach, however, if someone ate the boss of an Oila, then they'd be Chayav Karis for eating Pigal. And although certainly it's Eilim Matirin La'adam, as certainly a person will never be able to eat from the boss of an Oila, however, it's Yesh Lematirin, Dama Matas Besar Lemizbeach for Oila Kainim, the Zrika Zedam of the Oila is matter its basa to be burnt on a Mizbeach. And as Rashi points out, Dama Matar Besar Lemizbeach, Ichsiv, and as the Pasuk and Pashas Vayikra, Benegeir, the Karban Oila states, Vekrivu Bnei Aaron Akrinim Esadam, Vizarku Esadam al Mizbeach Saviv, and then the next Pasuk states, Vaorchu Bnei Aaron Akrinim Esan Esachim, Esarosh Vesapadar, Ala Eitz Mashal Eish Ashal Mizbeach, and clearly only after Zrika Zedam was the basa placed on a Mizbeach. And keep in mind, although our Mishnah also states that the Dama the Oila is matter the Oira Lekrinim, and as Rashi brings the Makar from the Pasuk and Pashas Tzav that states, Vakrinim Makaris Oilas Ish, or Oila Ashehikrib Lakrin Lo Yiya, and we see that the skins of the Oila only belong to the Kayin after he was Makar of the Karbin, and Akrava refers to Zrika Zedam. However, certainly, as we learned in the Mishnah, Daflam and Heyam and Aleph, the Din and Issa Pigal is not relevant to the skins of an animal, as the skins of an animal isn't Roy Lachila. The Mishnah just brings us Din, Agav Orche, and since we mentioned it, the Dam of Oila is Matar the Basar of the Oila for the Mizbeach, so the Mishnah also mentions that the Dam of the Oila is Matar the Ur for the Kayanim. The Mishnah continues that similarly, Oila Sa'if, Dama Matas Besar the Mizbeach, although the entire bird of an Oila Sa'if is burnt on a Mizbeach, and there is no Achilas Adam involved in Oila Sa'if, however, Lamaisa, there is Achilas Mizbeach, and the only time that's mutter to place the Oila Sa'if on a Mizbeach is only after the Dam was placed on a Mizbeach, and since it's Yesh Lematirin, therefore, if someone would eat the bus of an Oila Sa'if that is Pigal, then he'd be Chayav Karis. Similarly, Chatas Sa'if, Dama Matas Besar Lekainim, that by the Gei Chatas Sa'if, we know that the bus is Mutal Lekainim, and there is Achilas Adam, and since the only way to eat this Basa is only after placing the Dam on him is Beach, therefore, if someone eats the Basa of a Chatas Sa'if that is Pigal, then he'd be Chayav Karis. And it would seem that the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that a Chatas Sa'if is actually Nechal Lekainim, and as Rashi points out, Chatas Sa'if, the Gemara Mefarish, Benolim the Nechal Lekainim. Finally, the Mishnah brings Machlekes, Benegeir, the last item, as Parim and Esrafim, Vesirim and Esrafim, Dama Matas, and Murein Le Karev, that although certainly the Machshava of Pigal, of Chutzl Mekaymai, Chutzl's Manai, even passed by Parim and Esrafim, Vesirim and Esrafim, and for example, the Parim and Dawah Shal Tzibar, the Par Kaim Mashiach, and the Par of the Kaim Godol and Kippur are all Parim and Esrafim, and the Seiri Chattas that were brought by Bezdin, if they made a mistake, Benegeir of Eidazara, as well as the Sarah and Nasa Befnim of the Kaim Godol and Kippur, all have some of the Abidos that are Nasa Befnim and are brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and even so, the Tanakhama holds that the Chiyuv curse would apply if someone ate from these Parim and Esrafim or Seirim and Esrafim, and even though there is no Achilas Adam, as these Parim and Seirim are burnt in Mechutz L'Machna, but even so, if someone ate from their Emurim, then they'd be Chayav Kares, as the Emurim are Yesh L'Matirin, as the only way to be Makter the Emurim is only after all the Azoyis Adam and all the Matanis Adam, and therefore the Chiyuv curse would apply. Ayin Rashi, Dibu Maskel, Dom Mate Emurim Li Karev, Lefika Pigal Be'Emurim, B'Shas Avidis Adam. Adam, Nisbaglu Parim, and it's Mashmah from Rashi, that not only would the Chiyuv Kares apply if someone ate the Emurim, but it also apply if someone ate the Basa of the Parim and Nisrafim, or the Seirim and Nisrafim, and even though the Basa of the Parim and Nisrafim, or the Seirim and Nisrafim, burnt Mechutz L'machna, the Din of Kares would still apply, but I and other Rishonim will certainly chiluk on this, and I and Rishash, who is Gersh in Rashi, Lefikul Pigul Be'emurim, Mishas Avez Adam, Nisbaglu Ha'emurim, but certainly the Chiyuv Kares would not apply to the Basa itself, Ayin Sham, and our Mishnah ends off, Rab Shimon Aymed, Rab Shimon argues in the Tanakhama, and he holds Kol She'inam was Be'ach Achita Kishlamim, and Chayav Lom Mishon Pigol, since the Pasuk B'negei Pigol is stated by Shlamim, since the Karmen Shlamim is brought on the Mizbeach Achitoin, has no Sheikhas to the Mizbeach Apimi, therefore the Chiyuv of Kares for Pigol not apply to the Parim and Nisrafim or Seirim and Nisrafim that are not brought on the Mizbeach Achitoin, and they are brought on the Mizbeach Apimi. Our Gemara now begins and brings a cryptic member of Ula, as Amu Ula stated, Kaimitz Pigol Shehelu Al Gabin's Beach, that if the Kmitz of Pigol was actually brought on the Mizbeach, Pakapigulu Mimenu, then the Shem Pigol would be removed from the Kmitza, and Ula will now bring a Svara, and from the Svara it's Mashma Pung Fakert, and the Gemara will ask this question, that Lachari, the whole member of Ula, doesn't make sense, and Ula explains that since we know that the only way that a carbon can become Pigol is only Bilvad Sheyakrav HaMatik Mitzvasai, and therefore, even if someone had Kavanas Pigol while they were doing Kmitza, and for example, they stated that they're doing Kmitza, Al Menas that they're going to eat the Shrayim La'achaz Man, L'maisa, the only way that this would become Pigol is only if he then goes and takes the Kmitza and places it properly onto the Mizbeach. And therefore, Ulu points out in Machir Mevil De Pigol that if by bringing the Kmitza onto the Mizbeach, then it actually causes the entire carbon to become Pigol, then Hu Atzmon LeKoshkein, and certainly the Kmitza itself will become Pigol. And L'chir, it seems to be exactly Pumfaket from the member of Ula, as Ulu stated, Kremitz Pigol Shehelu Al Gav Mizbeach is Paka Pigulu Mimenu, and therefore the Gemara is my Kamar, that it seems to be a stira Mineo Bey in the words of Ula. The Gemara therefore explains Hachi Kamar, that this is what Ula meant to say, Im Einem Iskabel Hech Mevecheon De Pigol, if we will say this Kmitza is actually not a valid Kmitza, then how could it be that it would cause the entire carbon to become Pigol, as L'chir was a Makrev Hamata Kmitzvasai, and as Rashi states, Hamata Kmitz Amanashi Yechel Shirayim L'mocha Hech Minch Mesvagelis Im Ein Aktorasi Aktora, if the Aktora of the Kmitza is not a valid Aktora, Hachi Kamar, and this is what Ula meant to say, Hu Atzboi Lod Kolshkein She Iskabel Achri She Miskabel Ratz Achirin L'Pigulai. The Gemara continues, Mike Mashblon, what is the Chiddush of Ula? The Gemara will have three different attempts to explain the words of Ula, and as the Gemara continues, Ida in Chayav Lom Mishum Pigol, as if Ula means that the Kmitza is not Pigol, and if you eat from the Kmitza, even after it was placed on the Mizbeach, although the rest of the carbon is considered Pigol, whether as our Mishnah stated, that since the Kmitza is the Mater, so therefore the Chiyuv Kares would not apply, and that's what Ula meant when he stated, Paka Pigulu Mimenu, but certainly that would not be a Chiddush, as Tanina, as certainly this is the Din of our Mishnah, that stated, Eidl Dvarim Shein Chiyuv Lom Mishum Pigol, HaKremitz Vakteris Valavino, O Milchus Krem, O Milchus Krem Mashiach Vadam, and as Rashi states, Tanina, the Blav Olonami in Chiyuv Lom, that even if part of the Kmitza didn't go on to the Mizbeach, even if you were Makrif HaMatik Mitzvasai, as you did a proper Kmitza on the Mizbeach, but even so, if someone eats the remainder of the Kmitza of this carbon Milcho that became Pigol, they would still not be Chayiv Kares, and not only is it not a Chiddush, but the Din of Ula would be incorrect. And the Gemara continues, Elvadim Ola Yadu, and if you're going to say that the Chiddush of Ula is, even in a case where someone had Machshavas Pigol while they were doing Kmitza, and really at this point, the carbon is Pasol, therefore it's also to continue to do that Vaidais, and really you shouldn't put the Kmitza onto the Mizbeach. However, Ula teaches us that if he does put the Kmitza on the Mizbeach, then we would not remove the Kmitza from the Mizbeach, and the Svara is that since the only way that this carbon actually comes Pigol is only the Levad Sheyakrav HaMatik Mitzvasai, and we see that by bringing the Kmitza on the Mizbeach, it actually affects the carbon, and the carbon becomes Pigol, therefore it must be in all Lo Yardu. But once again, the Gemara is that this can't be the Chiddush of Ula, as Tanina, as we will learn this in the Mishnah, on that Pei Dal Min Aleph, as the Mishnah teaches us, Halon Vayyotze Vatame Vashinishka Chutzul Mane Vachutzul Mekaymai Im all Lo Yardu. If there was busted that was Lon overnight and it wasn't placed in the Mizbeach, then someone improperly placed it on the Mizbeach, or if there was bus that was Yotze, or Dam that was Yotze, or there was bus that became Tomei, or if the animal was Nishka Chusus Manoi, and therefore it's Pigol, or it was Nishka Chusus Mekaymai, and therefore the carbon is Pasol, in all cases it's Ma'olo Yardu, and clearly we see that in the case of Pigol of Nishka Chusus Manoi, then Ma'olo Yardu, and therefore certainly this can't be the chiddush of ula. And the Gemara once again attempts to find the chiddush of ula. The eladim yardu yalu, that the chiddush of ula is in a case where after he placed the kmitza on his back, then the kmitza fell off the mizbeach, and the chiddush of ula is that he could place it back on his back. And as ula stated, kaimitz pigul shehalu al gam mizbeach paka bigulim menu, that is not considered pigul any longer, and therefore even if it fell off the mizbeach, you could place it back on his back. But the Gemara states that this can't be the chiddush of ula either, as we have a Mishnah that tells us that this is not actually the din, as Tanina Deloy, as in the Sefer the Mishnah that paid Alarim and Aleph, the Mishnah continues, Kashem Shim Olu Lo Yardu, Kachim Yardu Lo Yalu, just like we just mentioned in the Resha, that if you bring these items onto the Mizbeach, you not take them off the Mizbeach. However, the Mishnah teaches us that if these items were on the Mizbeach, and then they fell off the Mizbeach, then you could no longer place them on the Mizbeach, and certainly Ula cannot be Chilik on the Mishnah and tell us that you could place the Kmitza back on the Mizbeach. And finally, the Gemara tells us, Leitzvicha, Shemashal Ben Ha'ar, and the Chiddush of Ula is that once you place the Kmitza on the Mizbeach, and the fire already took hold of the actual Kmitza, then even if the Kmitza would fall off the Mizbeach, you could place the Kmitza back on the Mizbeach. As Rashi tells us, Vashminon, and the Chiddush of Ula is, the Nasa Lach B'Shal Mizbeach, Vafil Yardu Yalu, Vahidik Tonik Lo Yalu, B'Shalay Mashal Ben Ha'ar, and even though the Mishnah Da Peidal tells us, and the Myardu Lo Yalu, that is only in a case where it was not Mashal Ben Ha'ar, therefore Ula teaches us that once it's Mashal Ben Ha'ar, then it's Paka Pigulu Mimenu, and therefore Im Yardu is Yalu. And keep in mind that according to this Teretz, we have to add into the words of Ula a few words, as Ula stated, Kaimitz Pigul Shehelu Agamiz Bech, Paka Pigulu Mimenu, and really Ula meant to say, Kaimitz Pigul Shehelu Agamiz Bech, U Mashal Ben Ha'ar, Paka Pigulu Mimenu. However, the Gemara is still bothered that even though we don't have a Mefurish Mishnah, either like this did of Ula or against the did of Ula, but Hanami Amru Ula Chadazimna, but Ula already taught us the din another time, and why would he have to teach his din a second time? The Amu Ula Leishanu Al Shalei Mashal Ben Ha'ar, and as Ula stated regarding the Mishnah Da Pei Daled, the only time the din is Im Yardu Lo Yalu is only Shalei Mashal Ben Ha'ar. However, Amu Mashal Ben Ha'ar Yalu, but if it was Mashal Ben Ha'ar, then Im Yardu the din would be Yalu, and therefore why would Ula have to teach us the din a second time? And the Gemara explains that although Ula taught us his din regarding the Mishnah Da Pei Daled, however one may think that this only applies to the case of the Mishnah Da Pei Daled, which is generally speaking about basar, and it's discussing meat, which is one piece of meat, and therefore, once it's mashal ben ha'ar on part of the meat, then even if other part of the meat would fall off the mizbeach, so the din would still be im yardu yalu. However, as the Gemara will explain, that one may have thought that since every piece of the mincha is a separate piece of flour, that even if the kmitza was already considered a valid kmitza, as it's mashal ben ha'ar beruba, one may think that if part of the kmitza that was not burnt yet falls off the mizbeach, then maybe Mishyardu lo yalu, the Kamashman Ula, that this din even applies to the Kmitza, and as Ula taught us, Kaimitz Pigul Shehelu Agav Mizbeach, Paka Bigulim Menu, then once it's Mashal Ben Ha'ar, then Paka Bigulim Menu, and as our Gemara continues, Maru Tema, that one would have thought, Hani Mili Evid Mechuba, that the only time the din of Mashal Ben Ha'ar applies is only Benegay and Eva Basa, which is all attached together, and we continue on that Mem Gilman Beis, Aval Kaimitz the Mifras, but Benegay Kmitza, which is all different pieces, a maloy, maybe this din would not apply, kamash one, and therefore Ula teaches us that my din even applies, b'negei the kmitza, and as Rashi at the top of Memgilman Beis states, eva de mechuba, ikal meima, kiv ne mashla or be mechsasa, nikla kula bitusha, ava kaimit de mifras, ima be maide mashla me kaimit, mishala, that anything was actually mashla ben ha'ar on the kaimit, then it belongs to the mizbeach, and therefore you could put it back on, however, v'idach kida kai kai, but any part which is not mashla ben ha'ar, maybe it has the original din of kmitza, and im yardu lo yalu, and kamash blon the kuli kichad evadami. The Gemara continues, Amr Rabbi Chai, and Rabbi Chai teaches us hilchoch that based on his din of ula, high kremitz pigol, that this kmitza that became pigol, the palgi machas ha'are, palgi aska amaracha, umashl bayar, masikle lo kuli chatchila, that since ula just taught us that even though a kremitz is made up of flour and all the particles are separate pieces, but we can still consider it as if it's one piece, therefore this actually would have a major nafkamina. Not only would we say that if there was a full kmitza that was placed on the mizbeach and only part of it was burnt on the mizbeach and then the rest which was not mashal ben ha'ar falls off the mizbeach, that you could put it back on the mizbeach, but we even say if rov the kmitza was placed on the mizbeach and was mashal ben ha'ar, therefore there was already a kiyum of aktaras hakmitza on the mizbeach, not only would we consider the part that's on the mizbeach and mashal ben ha'ar to be considered lach mishal mizbeach, but even that part of the kmitza that never actually went into the mizbeach would also now be considered lach mishal mizbeach. Mizbeach, and even though this Kmitzah came from a Mincha that's Pigol, you could still place the remainder of the Kmitzah onto the Mizbeach, even though it wasn't previously on the Mizbeach. And as Rashi states, Hilka Kirin Mechshavta LeMechuba, Afil Le'olel Al Chetzev Mashal Be'or, Nikl Afzeh Sha'al Kakav Yala, Toki Aski Lukuli Nami Le'olel Alaysim Yared, El Mishuma Husha Mashal Be'or, Vikamer Dim Yared, Asha Yala, Alma Hanel Lukuli, Vafagav the Mifras, Hilka Leishna Ola Kulai, Vleishna Le'ola Al Mixasai. And the Gemara continues, Omer Bitzakom Rabichron, Ha Pigl Vanesa Vatome, Shahel Gavin's Be'er, Paki Sermen. If Pigl or Nisa or something that was Tomei was brought on his Be'er, then there was no longer any Issa on them. And B'negea Pigl, Ayin Rashi, that Paki Sermen, Issa Pigl, L'chramoron, certainly the carbon is still Pigl, and if someone would eat from the carbon, they'd be Chayiv Karis. And when Rabichron stated Paki Sermen, it is only regard to the din, Shem Yorad Yala, that if this part of the carbon fell off the Mizbeach, it would still be able to be put back on the Mizbeach. And Ayin Bach, Pirish, Avalin Zele Paki Surei, Hashem Achle La'acha Shehelo, Chayiv, and certainly if one would eat from the bus of the carbon or from the Shirayim of a Mincha, then he would still be Chayiv Kares. And the Bach continues, V'rai L'dava, Midi Pirish B'masisin, the Choshev Dan V'Kremit, She'en Be'em Mishum Pigol, Mishum De'i U'gufi Mater, and typically, the Lishayach Be'i Pigol, the Achlem Kredim Shehelo, Arei L'Kar V'amatik Mitzvasai, V'ilacha Shehelo, Harei Paki Yisurimen, as we just stated, El Vadid L'ha Paki Yisurimen, Shem Yardu Yalu, V'zeh Chuch L'Rashi L'Farish Kain, but I and the other Rechonim who explain Rashi differently. However, certainly Rabbi Yechon is teaching us, B'negei Neser and Tomei, that if someone places Neser or something that's Tomei on a Mizbeach, then if someone eats them, then they would not be Oiva on the Issa of Neser, and they would not be Oiva for eating Basa Hegdish, that's Tomei. The Gemara continues in Is, Amar Chista, Mori Dechei, how could Rabbi Yechon, who is the Baal Shmua, say such a din? How could it be that if someone ate Basa or a Murim that were Tomei that went on a Mizbeach, they would not be Chayiv for eating Hegdish, that's Tomei? As he asked, V'chim Mizbeach Mikvah Tairehu, as is a Mizbeach, a Mikvah that would be Matar the Basar, and certainly it's still considered Basar Tamei, and therefore he should still be Oiv on the Isser. And some explain that this question not only applies to Tamei, but applies to Neser, and according to other Mefarshim, it would even apply to Pigol. And the Gemara responds, Om Rav Zeira, Shem Mashal Ben Aor, and in the Chanami, Rabbi Yechon stated that there is no longer any Isser, that is only if it's Mashal Ben Aor, as once it's Nasa Lach Meshal Mizbeach, therefore, although certainly it is Tamei, however, these Yisurim do not apply. And the Gemara will now ask a question. And keep in mind that the Pesukim in Pashas Tzav tell us, V'abasa shiiga b'chol Tamei lo yo'ochel b'eishi sarev, V'abasa kol tar yo'ochel basa, that there's an issa to eat basa of Hegdish that became Tamei. And the Pesuk also tells us that only someone that's tar can eat basa of Hegdish. And then the Pesuk states, V'anefesh ha'shtoichel basa mizevach ha'shlam ha'shel l'shem, V'tumaseh lov, V'nichrus ha'nefesh ha'hi me'ameh. And when the Torah states, V'tumaseh lov, the Torah doesn't clearly state if we're referring to the person being Tamei or if we're referring to the Basar of Hegdish being Tamei. And in a moment we will see a Braisa where the Gemara will bring four different Tanayim that are Chaylik as to how we know that this Pasuk is referring to Tumas Hagov, and the only time that someone is Chayiv Kares is only if he is Tamei when he eats Basar of Hegdish, and even if the Hegdish was Tar. However, if someone is Tar and eats Basar that's Tamei, then he would not be Chayiv Kares and he would only be Oivan Alav. Our Gemara will now continue, and based on one of these Tanayim's explanation, Rav Yitzchak Babisna will ask a question on our Gemara as Masar Rav Yitzchak Babisna, as the Braisa will teach us, Achirim Umrim, that the last Shita of the Braisa will be, that Achirim, who is generally Rameya, states, to Masar love, that when the Pasuk states that someone would be Chayiv Kares if he ate Hegdish while its Tumma is on it, and Achirim is Medayik, Misha Tumma Parachas Mimenu, Yatsu Basa Shein Tumma Parachas Mimenu, yeah, clearly the Pasuk is talking about someone that is Tumay, as that is a case with to Master love, as right now he is Tamei, and at some point he could get rid of his Tumah by going to the Mikvah. And the Pasuk is clearly not talking about Tumas Basa, as there's no way to be Matar Basa. And Rabbi Yitzchak Babisna now is from Isa, and if Rabbi Yechon's din is correct, Harei Tumah Perechs Memeno Idea Or, that even by Tumas Basa, it is possible to get rid of the Isa of Tumah once it's Mashal Ben Or. And therefore, from the member of Achirim, we see against the Shita Rabbi Yechon. However, the Gemara responds, Am Rava Idea Mikvah Kamri. On, that when the Braisa stated Mishutum Perechs Menu Yatsu Basa Shein Tum Perechs Menu, that is only referring to removing Tuma based on a mikvah, as that completely is mitire the person. Whereas if it's Mashal Ben Aar, so the Tuma is still there, and it's only the Issa of Tuma that's Perechs Menu. However, the Gemara is still not satisfied, as Mida Mikvah Ksiv, the pasuk doesn't mention anything about a mikvah, and L'chiri it's Mashal from Achiri Purim that bosses ain't tumma perachs menu, that there's no way to get rid of the issa of tumma from bosa at all. And l'chir, according to Rabbi Yechon, once it's mashal ben aar, then tumma is perachs menu. However, the Gemara answers elam rapapa with bosa shlom maskin lechaz lakrava. Rapapa explained that this pasuk in Parshas Tzav is referring to a korban shlomim, and the bosa of a korban shlomim is not brought on a mizbeach, and therefore certainly the pasuk is not talking about tumma's bosa, as it's impossible to get rid of the tumma from a korban shlomim, as it's never nasa lachir ben shlomim's beach, and it would never be mashal bayar. But certainly Rabbi Yechon's din would still apply in a case where it's mashal bayar, then the issa of tumma would be parachas mimenu. The Gemara continues with another teretz, Ravina Omar and some agiris afa murim b'mashma. Now the ma'aseh, this pasuk is not only talking about basa, but it's also talking about emurim. Certainly the emurim of shlomim are chazal akrava, and therefore the teretz of a papa would not work. And therefore Ravina explains that when the pasuk states v'tumaser love, which means that its tumma is on it, and it's mashma that we're referring to the same person or the same item at all times. And as Ravina explains, mishat tumma perachs menakushu shalim, it must be that this pasuk is specifically referring to tumas haguf, and is referring to someone that's tummy that eats basa of kachim, and even if the basa of kachim is tar, he would be chayiv kares, as the pasuk tells us that his tumma is still on him, and it's possible to remove this tumma by going to the mikvah while he's still the same person and he's still shalim. Yatsu basa dav she'in tumma perachas kushalim el kshu chasa. Certainly the pasuk is not referring to a person that ate basa kachim that is tummy, as although it's possible to remove the issa of tumma once it's mashal ben ha'ar, however there's never a case where the tumma will be removed when it's the same item, and it's only once it's already mashal ben ha'ar and the physical attributes of this item was already changed, and therefore there is no chiyuv of kares if someone that's tar eats basa kachim that's tamei. And let us see Rashi has been negated teretz rapapa. Rashi states basa shlom maskinon the krav b'shlom ksiv the in reilum is beach ve'in mefrich b'tumasai. However Ravina Oma afe varim or afe emurim harilum is beach ksiv hacha ksiv, and as the pasuk in Parshas Tzav states v'nefesh eshteicha basa mizevach hashlom asher l'Hashem, the words asher l'Hashem is l'rabis hermurim v'afilu hach le'tiksha d'shapi afilu minei t'tumma lav alayu kai min ksiv t'tumasai love the mashma b'ri lafrich t'tumasai shu sholim ke'in shekibla da love be'inei mashma, as the word of love is mashma that's still be'en. And now that the Gemara mentioned the sheet of achirim, so the Gemara brings down the entire brisa. As we already mentioned multiple times, if someone that's tar eats basa of hegdish that's tamei, then there is only a lav and there is no chi of kares. However, if someone that's tamei eats basa of hegdish, and even if that basa is tar, then he'd be chai of kares. And we already mentioned that ultimately we notice based on the pesukim in Parshas Tzav, as the pasuk states, v'abasa shiiga b'chol tamei lo ye'ochel be'ishi sarev, as the pasuk tells us the lav to eat basa that's tamei. And the pasuk then states, v'abasa kol tar yo'ichel basa, basa kachim can only be eaten by someone that's tar. And then the next pasuk continues, v'anefesh eshteichel basa mizevach hashom asher l'Hashem v'tumasa lo v'nichus ha'nefesh ha'im ha'me'a. And certainly the pasuk of the pasuk is a continuation of the end of the previous pasuk that tells us that only someone that's tar can eat basa of kachim, and therefore the pasuk is telling us that if someone is tamei and he eats basa of kachim, that he'd be chayiv kares. However, l'maisa, the Torah uses an unclear lashon, as the pasuk states v'tumasa love, and it's possible to explain v'tumasa love that the person himself is tamei, and therefore someone that's tamei that eats basa kachim will be chayiv kares. Or it's possible to explain v'tumasa love and his tumma on the basar, and if someone eats basa kachim that's tamei, then they'd be chayiv kares. And as we mentioned, there will be four different tanoim who will explain how we know that this pasuk is specifically referring to someone that's tamei that eats basa kachim, and only a person that's tamei that eats kachim will be chayiv kares. And before we continue, let us also point out that the pasuk starts off b'loshen akeva, as the pasuk states v'nefesh eshteichel basa mizevach hashlamim. Then the pasuk changes to loshen zacha, and it states v'tumasa love. And finally, the pasuk reverts back to loshen akeva and states v'nichrus ha'nefesh ahim me'amea. And it's also important to note that next pasuk in Parshas Tzav, which is Perek Zayin pasuk Chaf Aleph, the pasuk also speaks about someone that's tamei and tells us that if someone that's tamei that eats basa of hegdish, that will be chayiv kares. And as the pasuk states, v'nefesh ki siga b'chol tamei b'tumas adam oy behima tmeya oy b'chol sheket tamei v'ochal mi b'sar zevach hashom asher l'Hashem v'nichrus ha'nefesh ahim me'amea. And on that mem vav min aleph, the Gemara will be bothered that if both of these psukim are referring to tumas haguf, so why would the Torah have to repeat the chiyuv of kares? And keep in mind that when we learn our Gemara, we will discuss tumas basa and tumas haguf. And tumas basa refers to someone that eats kachim that's tamei, and tumas haguf refers to someone that is tamei tame that eats basa of hegdish, even if the basa of hegdish was tar. And Al Gemara continues gufo that the brisa states for tumasa love that when the pasuk and pasav states for tumasa love, but tumas aguf hakasam daba, the pasuk is teaching us the chiyuv occurs by tumas aguf, and as Rashi points out, shorei oisim bava hoylach, as this is the speeches of the psukim, the chsiv kol tar yechel basa v'samach lev anafshe shatoch basa. And Rashi points out, afal pish hischel haske aguf b'lashin akiva v'anafshe shatochal v'chsiv tumasa love l'shin zocha the mashma the kaya basa, but b'tumas aguf diba v'loy b'tumas basa. And whether the brisa continues ato imu b'tumas aguf or ein elu b'tumas basa, and as Rashi states that we would have this havamina based on the change of the l'shin as the halav l'shin zochu, as when the pasuk states b'tumas love that's the l'shin zocha va'ichel huskel b'lashin akiva, and previously the pasuk began with the l'shin akiva, and the Tanakhama explains that we notice this pasuk is referring to tumas aguf based on gzeir shava nema kantum. As in our pasuk, the pasuk uses the term tumasai, v'nema alon tumasabai, and v'negei b'yis hamigdash. The Torah states in Parshas Chukas, calling negei b'meis b'nefesh ha'adam ashiyamos v'lei yischata, as mishka Hashem timei v'nichus ha'nefesh ha'im Yisrael ki may need the lezerik lov tamiyia oy tumasabai mal alon b'tumas haguf hakasu medaber. And just like over there, we're talking about someone that's tamei that goes into the b'yis hamigdash afkan, where the Torah uses simulashin b'tumas haguf hakasu medaber. Terry must be speaking about Tumas Aguf and not Tumas Basa. And the Brisa continues and brings down a second Tana, as Rabbi Yisi says that I didn't have a Kabbalah from Arabeim for this Gzeir Shava, and the way I know that this pasuk is referring to Tumas Aguf is Hail v'nember kachim b'lashin rabim v'nember tum b'lashin yachid v'tumas aguf akas medaber. Although it's true that the pasuk changes from Lashin Akeva to Lashin Zachar, however, when the pasuk speaks about a carbon, so the pasuk states v'nefesh shetoichel basa mizevach hashlamim, and it speaks about a Shlomim, which is Lashon Rabim, and then the pasuk states v'tumas elav and is tumah on it, and he used a Lashon Yachid and didn't state v'tumas aleihem and it didn't use a Lashon Rabim. Therefore, it must be that this pasuk is referring to Tumas Aguf and not to Tumas Basar. The Gemara continues with the third explanation, as Rabbi Omer, that since in pasuk Chaf Aleph, when the Torah speaks about a Chiyuv Karis, the Torah states v'ochal, and certainly pasuk Chaf Aleph is v'tumas Aguf hakasam edaber. Therefore, when pasuk Chaf mentions the Chiyuv Karis, he must be referring to Tumas Aguf as well, and in a moment the Gemara will come back and explain the words of Rabbi. Finally, the Gemara brings down the memory of Achirim that we previously saw, that Achirim Imrim, that when the Pasuk states V'tumas Alav, Misha Tum Parachs Mimenu, Yatsu Basa She'in Tum Parachs Mimenu, and as we previously saw, that there was a machlekes between Rav Papa and Ravina as to how to understand this memory of Achirim. And the Gemara continues to explain the Makar of Rabbi, as Amamar, we previously learned, Rabbi Imer V'ochal, V'tumas Aguf Hakos Bedab. And the Gemara asks, "Me'i mashma? What is Rebbe's makar? And how's it mashma from the word va'achal that the pasuk is talking about tumas aguf?" And the Gemara explains, "Amar Rava kol krod l'mefarish l'Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi v'chol masisid l'mefarish lo ziri l'mefarisha, that any pasuk that Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi couldn't explain, or any brisa that was not explained by ziri cannot be explained. And when Rava mentions kol krod l'mefarish l'Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi cannot be explained, he's referring to this member of Rebbe as hachi am Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi." And Ayn Rashi do maskel me'im mashma mikrod basrei the count b'tumas aguf. That how do we understand from the second pasuk that the first pasuk is talking about tumas aguf? Ilma basra b'tumas aguf. Maybe although clearly pasuk chaf aleph is referring to tumas aguf, as the pasuk states b'nefesh kisiga b'chol tamei b'tumas adam b'heim b'tmeya ay b'chol shekets tamei. And even so, pasuk chaf is referring to tumas Basar, and Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi explains that the same inconsistency that we found in Pasuk Chaf is also found in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, as in Pasuk Chaf Aleph the Pasuk starts off B'lashin Akeva, and as it states V'nefesh Kisiga B'chol Tamei B'tumas Adam B'heim B'tmeya B'chol Sheketz Tamei, and then the Pasuk changes to Lashin Zachar as it states V'achol Mibisaz Zevach Hashlam Asher Lashem, and finally the Pasuk reverts back to Lashin Akeva V'nichus HaNefesh HaHim HaMeha. And even so, certainly this Pasuk is talking about Tumas Aguf. Therefore, Rebbe proves, even though there's a change in the Lashon of Pasuk Chav, and it starts with Lashon Akeva, and then goes to Lashon Zachar, and then once again reverts to Lashon Akeva, but since it's summer to the end of the previous Pasuk that states, V'abasa kol tar yechel basa, so therefore Pasuk Chav is also referring to Tumas Aguf, and not to Tumas Basar. And Rashi points out, V'ikasha shnei krisis b'tumas aguf lomar, and if you're going to ask, that why would we need two psukim that teach us, there's a chiyuv of karis b'tumas aguf, but Zok Rashi, that not only are there two psukim, but Shalosh Krisis saying Tumas Aguf will come in fresh by Pirkei L'mayis Trichu, as the Gemara Daf Mem Vav Mem Aleph will explain why the Torah had to teach us the Dido Karis by Tumas Aguf three different times. And the Gemara now continues that Rav mentioned two different memories, and we already explained one of the memories that Rav mentioned B'negei Rabitzu Bavdimi, and Rav stated Kol Krod Loi Mefash Lo Rabitzu Bavdimi is Loi Mefisha, but Rav also stated V'chol Masis Loi Mefisha Ziri Loi Mefisha. The Gemara will now bring down this memra as Masisa, and where do we find a brisa that we required explanation of Ziri? Tanyan, we will see a brisa that's very cryptic, and we required explanation of Ziri in order to understand the brisa. Prior to beginning this brisa, let us point out various things that we learn from Psukim Pashas Emor. The Psukim teach us that if someone is Tomei, and is either Tomei based on being Tomei Sheretz, or by Tumas Hameis, then if he eats Maisa Shein, he'll be even alive. If he eats Chumah, he'll be Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. And if he eats Hegdish, then he'll be Chayiv Kares. This brisa speaks about all these dinim, and this brisa is very cryptic, and therefore we will read the brisa, and then based on the Gemara, we will explain the brisa. The brisa states, Im Nemru Kalois, Loma Nemru Chamurais, Im Nemru Chamurais, Loma Nemru Kalois, Im Nemru Kalois, Loi Chamurais, Yisrael Mal Kalois Blav, Al Chamurais Bemisa, Lokach Nemru Chamurais, Im Nemru Chamurais, Vole Nemru Kalois, Hayisrael Mal Chamurais Yechayiv, Al Kalois Yepata, Lokach Nemru Kalois. And before we continue, let us point out that the Pasuk in Pashas Emor in Perakot Beis Pasuk Vav speaks about someone that's Tomei, eats Maisa, and the Pasuk states Nefesh HaShatika Boi V'Toma Ada Orev V'Lo Yoichum Min HaKadoshim Ki Yim Rochetz B'Sar B'Mayim, and the term Kodshim refer to Maisa Sheni. The Pesukim then continue to speak about the Issa to eat Chuma while Tomei, and if you do so you'll be Chai Misa B'Dei Shemayim. And as the Pasuk states, if a person was Tomei and then he went to the Mikvah U'Bo HaShemesh V'Toyah V'Acha Yoichum Min HaKadoshim Ki Lachmayu, then only after he has hair of Shemesh, can he eat Shuma? V'shomer es mishmati v'lo yisul of chet u'mesa b'kir chalu ani Hashem mekadosham. And the pasuk tells us that if he actually were to eat Shuma while he's Tomei, then he would be chayi misa b'dei shemayim. And previously the pasuk told us b'negia someone that was Tomei and eats kachim emma leim u'deir seichem kol isha sheikra b'kol zerechem ala kadosham ashe yikdishu b'nei Yisrael Hashem v'tumas elav v'nichrusa nefesh ahim milfanai ani Hashem. If someone eats kachim b'tumas aguf, then they'll be chayiv kareis. And let's also keep in mind that in the Psukim, the Torah doesn't only speak about Tumas Sheretz, which is considered Tumas Kala, but it also speaks about Tumas Meis, which we consider Tumas Chamura. And our Gemara now continues, my Kalis and my Chamurais, that when the Brisa speaks about Kalis and Chamurais, what are we referring to? As Idlem Kalis Maisa, as if you will tell me that Kalis refers to Maisa and Chamurais refers to Truma, but certainly that wouldn't make sense, as the Brisa stated, them number Kalis Vele Chamurais, Hayisi Oimala Kalis Balab, Ala Chamurais Bemisa, Lekach Nemru Chamurais. How could the Gemara state that that would be the Habmina, that Chuma would be Chayim Misa, but Hashnami Habemisa? But even after the Torah tells us the din of Chumais, so the Torah tells us that if someone that's Tomei eats Chuma, that is Chayim Misa, Vesu, V'Iloi Nemru, Yisraim Bemisa, that how could the Brisa have stated that if the Torah wouldn't have mentioned the din of someone that's Tomei that eats Chuma, then we would think that it would be Chayim Misa, but Lechari, that certainly would not be out of Habmina, as Dai Love and Menadin, Lias Kenidon, as the only way that we'd be able to learn Chuma is only based on a din of Maisa. And certainly we know that if someone eats Maisa Betuma, they're not going to be Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim, and they would only be even alive. And if so, Dai Lav Min Adin, Lias Kedidain, and certainly we would not be able to say that the Chiyuv for someone that's Tomei that eats Chuma would be Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim, and certainly we could only learn that to be even alive. And Ayin Rashi, Diba Masal, Inei Makalis Maisa and Chamurus is Chuma, Shenem Rishneim and Pasha Achaz, as both are spoken about a Pasha Emor, as the pasuk states, Lo Yechem and Akadshim Kim Rochatz B'Sar B'Mayim V'Kimulei B'Maisim M'Sechzi V'Mayis D'Chsiv Kim Rochatz Harim Rochatz Yechal. And it's mashman that once you go to the mikvah and even prior to Har Shemesh that you could eat this item, and that must be referring to Maisa. As Rashi states, Harim Tomish Ochel Maisa B'Lav V'Chsiv, and then the pasuk states, Uba Shemesh V'Taya V'Achay Yechem and Akadshim V'Kimulei B'Chuma, and B'Negei Chuma the pasuk states Umaisa B'Kiy Chalu and V'Kar Matana, and then the explanation of the brisa would be im nemru maisa masha omer boi v'lein nemru chuma ha'isi omer b'maisa al hashad nemru einu b'misa bitmiya v'amisa k'siv b'bei v'stul loy nemru yisi omer b'misa bitmiya mehechi tesli b'ba b'misa halo maisin al el b'kav v'chim b'maisa v'day lov min adin li yiskinin doin ma maisa b'la v'loy b'misa af chuma b'la v'loy b'misa, as we explained. And because of this question, so the Gemara wants to explain al kalis tumas sheretz chamur is tumas meis, then when the brisa mentions kalis and chamur, is not referring to the type of item, and it's not referring to mice and shuma, and instead it's referring to the type of tumah, and kalis refers to tumah sheretz, and chamuris refers to tumas mace. However, the Gemara states, uvamai, but what is the Tana referring to as ibit shuma, as if the Tana is referring to the din of shuma, so idu uvamisa, then how could the Tana state that if someone eats shuma but tumah sheretz, they'd only be chayiv alav, and if they were tumah mace, when they eat shuma, they'd be chayiv mis b'dei shemayim, if that's not true, as it doesn't make a difference if a person is tumah only through a sheretz or by tumas hameis, and all cases is chayiv mis b'dei shemayim. And v'sum, we'll also have another question: l'kach tam chamuris b'lav, and how could the Tana state that therefore the Torah tells us chamuris have a lav habemisahi? But certainly, if someone ate shuma while he was tumah meis, then he'd be chayiv mis b'dei shemayim, and not only a lav. And Ayin Rashi, who specifically tells us not to be gerus, the next line, and the Gemara continues v'ibachilus ma'isa, and if the Brisa is referring to achilus ma'isa, but that also can't be pshat in the Brisa. And as we continue on daf mem dal and aleph, as Imlay Nemr Chamuris, he see Imel Chamuris Bemisa, as the Brisa tells us that if the Torah would not have mentioned the din of Tomei Meis, then we would think that if someone that's Tomei Meis that eats Maisa, they'd be Chai Misa, but certainly we would never have such a Havmina. It's Homi Tomei Sheretz Ka'asya, as the only way we know that someone that's Tomei Meis is Chai if they eat Maisa is only based on a Kal V'Chemer from someone that's Tomei Sheretz that eats Maisa, and V'dai Lov Nadin Lias Kenidain, and once again we would say Dayoi, as since if someone that's Tomei Sheretz eats Maisa, he's only Chai V'Lav, even though there's a Kal V'Chemer that if someone's Tomei Meis and they eat Maisa, that certainly would be chayiv. However, we would not be able to say to be chayiv misa as dialogue minadin liyas kenidain. And therefore, even if someone is tamei meis and he eats maisa, his oimish would only be alav. And certainly, we would not have a havmina that he would be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. And in regard to this brisa, the Rava taught us that this brisa was difficult to explain until Ziri came and explained the brisa. It's Amar Ziri, and Ziri explained that in the chenami, when the brisa was speaking about kalas chamuris, kalas referred to tumah sheretz, and chamuris referred to tumas meis, and even so, we could understand the brisa as the Tana meant to ask as follows: ilu nema tumah sheretz. If we would speak about tumah sheretz, which is kalois, v'nema meisu chuma, and lemeisu we would teach the din of tumah sheretz, both b'negei meisa, where the Torah would teach us that if someone eats meisa while he's tumah sheretz, then he's chayav alav, and the Torah teaches us that if someone eats chuma while he was tumah sheretz, then he's still chayav misabdei shemayim, v'lo nema tumas meis, and the Torah wouldn't mention tumas meis at all, we would still be able to learn the din of tumas meis based on svara, as the Yisi Oimez would be able to say kalis ala kalis balav, that if we saw if someone is tumay based on a tumah kala of tumah sheretz and he ate something which was kal, meaning he ate maisa, that he's only chayv alav. However, if someone was tumay sheretz, which is a tumah kala, and he ate something which was chomer like chuma, then he would be chayv misa b'dei shemayim. And as the Yiri continues, bala chamuris b'misa, or as some agrees, the kalis ala chamuris b'misa. Therefore, we should also state min the kalis al chamuris b'misa, that since we find that even though someone was tamei sheretz but he did something which was chomer and he ate chuma, they still chay misa b'dei shemayim. So similarly, chamuris al kalis nami b'misa, that if someone was tamei meis, which is a tumah chamura, and even though he ate something which was more kal and he ate maisa, then maybe he should be chay misa b'dei shemayim l'kach namu chamurais. And that's why the Torah has to teach us the din of tumas meis, and the Torah taught us that b'negei maisa, it doesn't make a difference if someone is tamei tumah kala and is only tamei tumah sheretz, or if he's tamei tumah chamura and he's tamei meis and he eats maisa, then he is only oivan alav. And the Torah also teaches us b'negei truma that doesn't make a difference if someone is only tamei tumah kala or if he's tamei tumah chamura, that he's always going to be chayim misa b'dei shemayim. And as Rashi states, the kach nem chamura is tumas hameis al achilas maisa shloi tei b'misa upirish b'lav v'loi b'misa loi melchoshi b'azara. Well, certainly if someone is tamei meis and eats chuma, he's certainly going to be chayim misa b'dei shemayim, and we will stop over here.